To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Good day, news listeners. It's the start of a new week and your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 17th of October, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we all know Apple probably got another event coming up pretty soon, and I'm sure it'll have everything to do with the iPad. Means, yep, rumors are starting to flow in. And that's usually from our main man Ming in China or Mr. Mark Gurman over at Bloomberg. This time it's Mark. Apple's working on a dock for the iPad. Yes, apparently Apple is planning on introducing the capability of converting the iPad into an Amazon-type Echo Show. Meaning, yeah, this dock would sit probably next to your nightstand. Or maybe in the kitchen for something, who knows. One thing's for sure, it's kind of a direct copy of what Amazon is already doing with their Fire tablets. As I'm sure most of you know, the company lets users place the devices into a charging dock so they can actually prop them up like a display. And according to Mr. Gurman, the iPad docking station would pretty much do the same thing. That way you could make FaceTime calls hands-free while you're sitting there cooking a meal. Now, there are two rumors about this. One, we could be seeing it at the end of the month. The other, not till next year. Mark is sticking to his sources, saying it'll be sometime in early 2023. Regardless, I bet there's one thing for sure. Remember the first iPhone when we got a dock for that? Yeah, that ain't never gonna happen again. Regardless of the Apple product. Hell, we can't even get a charger now. Well, staying with the theme of Apple, kind of. Well, that's what Microsoft wants to do. Windows 12 might look like Mac. In this new version of Windows, which we're probably going to be calling Windows 12, you see a floating taskbar and a very much Mac OS style menu bar at the top of the screen. Now, a lot of these images could actually be found in the Microsoft Ignite Day 1 event. That's how we know for sure that these things are real. So we don't really know if Microsoft was showing off some sort of prototype and thinking, maybe people won't notice. Microsoft, it's the internet. Everybody notices. In their video presentation about Microsoft Teams and their immersive experiences with MetaQuest, it's definitely a new version of Windows fully functioning with a lot of design inspiration for those guys over at Cupertino. It also makes a lot of sense for that Windows 11 taskbar being in the middle. Yeah, I get the feeling that that might be here to stay, and we may not be able to move it next time. And finally, talking about finally, we might actually finally have some info about Spotify Hi-Fi. I know, Spotify announced the thing and then kind of just went... Meanwhile, Apple launched theirs, no extra price increase, and the crickets just kept on chirping over at Spotify. Well, now we might actually have a price, meaning, yeah, we're going to have to pay extra. It's not going to be like Apple. This is actually all based off a survey that's been sent out to Spotify users, well, at least some of them. And in that survey, they talk about Spotify Hi-Fi, meaning, yeah, they haven't forgot about it yet. In this survey, they're talking about a more expansive Platinum plan. There you go. Platinum usually means more. And thanks to the folks over at Reddit, some people actually took some screenshots of their survey, and we can kind of see what's in the Platinum plan. Well, first and foremost, Hi-Fi. Yep, there it is. There's also Studio Sound, Headphone Tuner, Audio Insights, Library Pro, a Playlist Pro, and limited ad Spotify podcasts. But clearly at the forefront here, it's Spotify Hi-Fi, which was actually announced way back in February of 2021. It's nice to know they haven't forgot about it. Just sucks that it looks like we're going to have to pay up for it. As for a release date, well, we'll wait for Spotify to announce that probably, I don't know, 10 years from now. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Please send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can support the news show. If you love what we do here at the British Tech Network for you, particularly for the news show, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for literally as little as $5 a month. You can help keep the news show alive. Also, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, give us a like there at British Tech Network, and follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by the Slack room and join the community today. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Monday. Let's start this week off right. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.